on the boots and scrape up the knuckles.
Oh, what a hit!
He got jacked.
This is the Big Red Raid. Perry Rhodes. Presented by Santan Ford.
Picked up by Rhodes at the 25. Cuts one to the 20. To the outside 10. Rhodes to the 5. Touchdown! Perry Rhodes!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at The Room Store, Arizona's number one volume furniture store. And by Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go.
Bang! There it is.
Lobbing it far side. Picked off by Rhodes in midfield.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Temperature rising, vision blurring, rage taking over.
From Marley Sports Grill at the Chandler Fashion Center.
Hey guys, where else would you rather be?
Here's Paul Calvisi.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
Ron Wolfley.
What's my name?
And Kerry Rhodes.
All on that, boy. I'm on it. Let's go!
Unleash the fury!
Oh, no doubt about that. Come on now. No excuse not to bring the energy tonight, you Big Red Ragers out there. Coming off the bye week, refreshed, revitalized, reinvigorated. Yep. We expect the audience out here, Kerry, to be bringing it. Maybe, just maybe, we can all match their energy. What do you think about that?
That's the plan. Let's go out here and get it done.
Yeah.
Yep.
You realize a week ago we had to pull a Herschel Walker trade just to replace you. Okay? Yeah. We had like seven guys up here. You know, as we figured, well, we couldn't get the quality of a Kerry Rhodes, but we'd kill him with quantity. So we just got a whole bunch of guys up here. That's what we did.
How did the show go last week? Did
pretty
it go
good.
Okay?
Same old from Wolf. Just like moments ago, he ordered his own burger. Uh-huh. Moments ago,
same had to carry thing. Paul all over the place, which was really easy to do. Kind of fit like a backpack.
It's funny. We have something in common now, Kerry. We both have back injuries because I had to put Wolf on my back.
Oh, you had to carry him. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And now my back is broken. That's how that works over there.
Paulie did a little song and dance. Got up there, being a fine, upstanding member of the Lollipop Guild.
The Lollipop Guild. But that's classic.
See, our name isn't on the Big Red Rage. Yours is, so nobody really cares what we did. What'd you do over your bye week?
What did I do? I actually got away for a little while. I actually went back to New York, my second home. This is my first home now, but went back to New York for a little while. And just enjoyed some time off. Got away, ate, went to a couple of Broadway plays, and just had a little fun.
Not really, I don't want to bring the show down at all, but did you see any of the remnant of Hurricane Sandy back there?
You know what? They got the city back and running real fast. I mean, the city, the remnants of the storm wasn't a lot of it. There were actually some places still with power out, like in Long Island and Jersey City a little bit. So the effects were still felt by a lot of people, but the actual city was up and running pretty well.
You know, most folks say, I want to relax and just get away from it, and bring down my pulse a little bit. Yeah. Don't usually go to New York City, the city that never sleeps. So you like that intensity?
Well, it wasn't intense for me. I just stayed in my penthouse in the city and had a little fun when I wanted to, but I was able to relax a lot as well.
So. Oh, the penthouse.
Yeah, I had the penthouse.
You had the penthouse. Okay, now, were you wandering, dare I say, sauntering around Central Park and all?
Yeah, my actual penthouse is overlooking Central Park, so it was right there.
Nice.
Boy. Wow. That's big time, isn't it?
Let's just drop some names. Who else is in your neighborhood? Come on now. We saw Amari Stoudemire had issues with his Rover that got flooded in the basement his garage, right?
Actually, Carmelo stays across the street, pretty close.
Oh, you're on a first name basis.
Carmelo.
Okay. What about Channing? What was the guy's name?
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
My gosh.
You know what? He actually just he just won People's Sexiest Man Alive thingy or whatever. So
thingy. That's a huge honor.
That's a big deal. And I was second. I was a runner up, but they didn't put me in it, so it was okay. It was all him.
see, we should have stopped the Big Red Rage after episode number one this season, because how are we ever going to top having this sexiest man alive as a guest? You know what I mean?
That's
my goodness.
That's it.
There he was up at training camp. If only I was like Wolf and I got all these photos of me and Channing like Wolf did, because I really wanted to tweet out yesterday. I was going to tweet out yesterday and say, all right, which one of these two guys was just voted sexiest man alive?
Yeah.
But I didn't have a photo.
Hey, Paulie, you know what? Sexy and football, they don't go together.
It don't go together.
They don't go together.
It don't go together.
I see. But, you know, we never stopped trying to top Channing Tatum on the guest list, and I think we're pretty close tonight.
Yep.
You know, y'all can be the judge about that here tonight, but we're just going to go for the jugular, and we're going to go for the quarterback tonight. And he's a big guy with a big nickname, and let's just say he is going to be featured next on the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes, all presented by Santan Ford here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
Bringing it.
Shotgun snap, Skelton to throw. Looks right, throws right, caught, fits at the 20, shakes a tackle at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, fits, dives for the goal line, touchdown! A huge play by Larry Fitzgerald. 31-yard touchdown, and the Cardinals are back in it.
You gotta be kidding me. Larry Fitzgerald lined up in the slot, broke to the out. John Skelton put it on him, and then you just can't tackle Larry Fitzgerald.
That's a great reminder right there. To remind everyone that each passing touchdown, yes, is brought to you by Wells Fargo. They donate $500 to local schools for the Passing Touchdowns for Schools Fund. Wells Fargo together will go far, and it's a great excuse there because we have both ends. We have the play call, Larry Fitzgerald. He was on the business end, and we have the guy who threw it to him. It is the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes and a very special guest, all brought to you by Santan Ford. We could get into it, but Kerry, go ahead. We all know who is seated to your left. Go ahead, bring him in with you.
Yeah, my next guest for the Big Red Rage, none other than the Big Red Skelton himself.
Yes!
John Skelton!
Oh, nice! Get into the Wolf vernacular.
I stole it from Wolf.
I think Wolf has that copyright.
And now, Johnny, let's get right into that. Do you? Is that okay with you? Do you like the Big Red Skelton?
Yeah, it's fine by me. I mean, people who don't know me say, Skelton, are you related to Red at all? Sometimes I roll with it, sometimes I decline, but...
Right. But you're okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
All right, that's good.
That's good. You're one for two, Wolf, because Fitz doesn't like his nickname.
No, the Japanese fighting fish.
Yeah.
That's not deadly and single-minded of purpose.
Yeah. He makes no bones about it.
No.
He doesn't like it.
Right.
He doesn't like it.
That's why it's okay, Johnny. If you don't like it, tell me.
No, I'll live with it.
Okay, good. There you go.
Now, we're coming off Halloween. Speaking of now your last name, does Skelton ever become Skeleton? How often has that ever happened, you know, around Halloween especially?
I think anyone under the age of 12, I'd probably get that.
I see. Yeah. Skeleton.
I get the skeleton.
See, that's why Paul was thinking that way.
12 and Paulie.
Okay.
12 and Paulie.
Now, wait a minute.
12 and Paulie.
Kerry, I'd be concerned. That's twice in the last 2 minutes you and Wolf are thinking.
We're good to go today.
That's what I'm talking about, Kerry. We'll take Paul down.
We're good to go today.
Get some medical testing for Kerry over here. So with that in mind, I'm going to ask John first then, Kerry, how he feels. Forget about you, even though you're the host. How are you doing? How was the bye week? How are you feeling, John?
I'm doing good. I think the bye week came at a great time for us. We just... You know, obviously the 5-game skid, but, you know, kind of just getting away from football a little bit, that whole aspect of it. I think the team needed it. I needed it personally. And, you know, I think that extra week to prepare for Atlanta will really help us.
What did you do, Johnny?
I was with Kerry, actually. We were both in New York.
What?
Unbeknownst to the two of us, but we were both in New York.
You went to New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did you go back there?
I was visiting the alma mater back there. Old Fordham University got a W against Lafayette.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it wasn't family? It wasn't like hanging out with family? You really got away.
All my buddies from school are still up there. Some of them work in the city. Some work in Jersey. So I visited those guys, caught the game on Saturday, and had a good time.
See, you told me you caught the game yesterday. I was talking to John in the locker room. I said, what'd you do? You hunkered down in front of a laptop? You watched the webcast? He's like, no, I flew back to New York and caught the game in person.
That was the first opportunity I've had since I graduated to get back and catch again.
So you guys like the bye, right? You like the bye week.
Oh, yeah.
No question. Yeah.
Now, John,
I hated it, by the way.
I did.
Absolutely.
Really?
Good stand. Yeah.
I had a parent of a college-age kid went to some recruiting deal here in town, and there were 100 colleges, and Fordham was there. And one of the first things they said, we're the home of your quarterback, John Skelton. You're part of the recruiting pitch now for your university. You realize that?
Yeah. I mean, I should get residuals or something for that.
You should.
I'll live with the free sweaters and sweats they give me.
Did you get the red carpet treatment when you went back?
I do. I mean... You know, I'm grateful for the education and everything that school provided me. So, you know, the least I can do is kind of give back in that way. And they make no qualms about it. They say I'm the lead whenever they're recruiting a player or a student or anyone.
Heck, yeah. I'd do the same thing if I were the coach. Forgive me for not knowing this, Johnny, but is the coaching staff still there?
No.
That coached you?
No. No, they're in a new head coach this year. They they won one game last year, and they've already won six this year. So much, much improved Fordham team over there. The new coach was actually Anthony Sherman's offensive coordinator at UConn.
I see.
Wow.
See, Kerry, if you would have gone back and supported your alma mater, maybe they wouldn't have their undefeated season end last week. See, you're the reason. You should have been there on the sidelines, Kerry.
No, they didn't play at home. If they would have, I would have went back. But they actually played in Syracuse and, got blasted a little bit.
I don't blame you for not going back to Syracuse.
You could have stopped on the way. You know, just sort of did a little detour. You probably flew in the private jet. Just have your guy take you over to Syracuse.
Oh, man, in the private
jet. You probably landed on top of your building and went down to your penthouse, right? You probably one of those helicopter deals, you know, up there. Yeah. Your own helicopter pad, by the way, Kerry?
You're hot right now. I like
I
that.
See. Okay. I see. I'm thinking like big.
And then after that, of course, he took a stroll through Central Park.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, that Fitz touchdown right there. Let me ask you guys something. Why does that seemingly work a lot more than I would expect? That after a turnover, teams pounce and go for the jugular, and a lot of times it works. Why? Because teams know what's coming, right? A defense, you know that an offense is looking for blood and to cash it in after a turnover, yet a lot of times it's still effective.
Yeah, it's kind of an unwritten rule of football. I mean, when you get a chance to get a turnover on the plus side of the field, you want to take a shot. So, yeah, it's kind of known.
Interesting.
Larry's determination with the ball is unmatched with anyone. I mean, that was a five-yard ball. He took it the rest of, 25-plus yards, and his determination is incredible.
You know, Wolf said something about you yesterday on azcardinals.com. We're going to get that coming up, John. I think you're going to be interested in hearing that. It's the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rose and John Skelton, all presented by Santan Ford, here with our friends at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
6 seconds to go in the half. No timeouts left for the Eagles. 17-0 Arizona. Vic takes, drops back, and again, hit! And the ball's out! It's picked up by Sanders! Running at the 20! No time left! Can he score? He's at the 45 of the 40! The 30! The 20!
What a play by the black shirts!
Vic never saw Kerry Rhodes.
I still remember your comment. You still can't believe he didn't see you. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. We like to come out in all our pressure down there in the goal line, in the red area. So, I mean, I thought they would probably be expecting it. At least have me have to beat one person. But they didn't pick it up, so it was a good play.
And he's a left-handed quarterback. I mean, you were coming to his side.
Yeah, he was kind of turned a little bit. But, yeah, he's lefty. Yeah, I won't talk about it.
No. Did your eyes light up, Kerry? You know, I know we've talked about this before. Yeah. Did they light up a little bit? I mean, that was Michael Vick right there, and it's hard to get a clean shot on that guy.
Yeah, I mean, every step I took, I was like, please don't throw the ball. Please, I'm close. So I got there. I made it.
John, does that alarm you at all, that defensive mentality? You know, because you're on the other end, right? I mean, you know, is that a little insight into how a defensive player thinks?
I think it's all part of the game. I know being in the secondary, Kerry probably doesn't get to rush the passer as often or get a clean shot. And yeah, I'm sure he lit up when he knew Mike didn't see him coming. And, you know, when it comes from the secondary, you don't expect it as much. And obviously he didn't.
Johnny, I think I know the answer to this question. But as a quarterback in the National Football League, how often do you think about the pass rush? How often do you think about, oh no, I've been holding this ball a long time, somebody's gonna wax my back? How often do you think about that?
I think once you go through your progression, when you see 1, 2, 3 are covered and you can't find the check down or you can't find the outlet, that's when in the back of your mind the you know, everything starts rolling and you just don't know what you try to get rid of the ball or tuck it or something, and that's when panic sets in a little bit.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's alarming, yeah. I would imagine.
Coming from a fellow quarterback in his own right, myself, how do you feel you've progressed over the past couple of years at the quarterback position?
I think every game I take a step forward. You know, even from camp, when I came into camp as, you know, competing for a starting job, to the Green Bay game and reading the field, going through my progressions, reading all that, I think it's night and day from when I first came into this league and even an improvement from game to game now.
Wolf, on the Cardinals Underground podcast, azcardinals.com, you gave an assessment yesterday. Go ahead. What did you say about John Skelton in that Green Bay game?
No, I said that I thought John Skelton played his best game as a pro. As a pro at quarterback, I thought there was no denying that. Your consistency, and you talk about your reads and seeing the field and your decision-making. I don't know how many exactly, but I think there were seven drops out there. Do you know that number for a fact, Johnny?
I think Coach said that to me.
I think there were seven drops out there, Johnny. And you know what, to me, I want to ask you about that here momentarily. But if you complete those passes on those drops,
it's a different game.
John throws for about 370 bills, 370 yards. And, you know, to me, I just think the progression. You can see when you watch film if a quarterback is going through that progression. Yeah. If he, and what is he seeing? You know, you can. It's so much easier once you're watching film to be able to deduce what he's seeing. But it's so much harder, of course, when you're out there on the field. But do you feel like that?
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Green Bay game was your best game as a pro?
I think it goes back to the age-old saying where, you know, the game will slow down eventually. And, you know, going into, I think it was my 17th or 18th start, I can tangibly see that the game slowed down for me. I can see the reads. I can see what's going on pre-snap. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those drops, the number was seven. Some of those might have been stretches because of a defender in the way or what have you. But, you know, we don't want to throw the ball as much as we did. We don't want to have to play catch-up, but, you know, sometimes we put ourselves in that position and have to throw the ball, you know, 45 times a game. But, you know, as an offense, I think we kind of progressed in that game as well. We were able to move the ball. We were able to get downfield, put some points on the board, and unfortunately it just wasn't enough at the end.
And, Kerry, you know, I mean, when a team gets up, right, let's say you have the lead by two scores, what changes for the defense? Now, all of a sudden, how does that change things?
Well, if you're down... If we're down, I mean, the offense, the other team's offense is going to play safe. They're going to try to run the ball for a second down, get it to a third and short. And maybe if they pass the ball, it'll be a little short pass. So it's hard for you as a defender to make a play. So you're kind of just out there trying to get stops on running the ball. But that's the big thing with it.
And if you're down as a quarterback, John, how does the coverage and how do things change for their defense?
Yeah, just like Harry said, guys will play back. They'll keep everything in front of them. They'll force you to go drive the ball 10, 15 plays and get it in the end zone.
Yeah.
And they won't give up the deep ball. And as we've seen in the last three games, really, everyone's played cover two and played deep against us because ultimately they know that we're going to have to drive the field and do it multiple times to get back in the game.
See, Johnny, I wanted to ask both of you this because I think there are two big trends from the first 9 weeks of the season. And trend number one would be, John, teams seem to be electing to play coverage against you and the offense.
Yeah.
Coverage as opposed to coming after you guys. Why do you agree with that, and why do you think that is?
Yeah, that's very true, and the film will prove that. Teams have been able to get pressure on us with four pass rushers and no need to bring any more. But I think we kind of dispelled a little bit of that because of the way we played in Green Bay, because we were able to hold up. I think we only had two sacks in that game. You know, so if teams will like to play coverage against us, play deep, we'll drive the ball 10, 15 plays. We'll take the underneath stuff. We'll wait and draw up our shots when we get the right opportunity and the right looks and the right situation. And, you know, San Francisco was really the team that first did that to us and their division opponents. So, you know, that's kind of the blueprint that they set up.
I kind of noticed that against Minnesota as well. But to you, Kerry, Minnesota, San Francisco, and Green Bay, they tried to run the ball. They tried to be as balanced as they possibly could and really committed to themselves to running the football against that defense. And I think that's how teams are attacking us now, using the run and obviously throwing it, but also play action.
Yep, teams are trying to come to us and run the ball because they're trying to get into third and manage, make it a manageable third down. They're trying to make it third and short because if they get in third and long situations against us, they know we're going to pressure, and then it's going to be hard for them to get the first down. So for them, if they get into a third and short, they have a better chance of succeeding.
All right, Arizona Cardinals single game tickets on sale now. Purchase yours today by calling 1-800-745-3000 or visit Ticketmaster.com. We'll come back. We'll talk more about where the Cardinals are right now, where they need to be going into Atlanta. It is the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, John Skelton, all presented by Santan Ford.
Skelton takes play action pass, looking downfield, firing deep, middle four, Roberts inside the five, he makes the catch, and tackled at the three. A beautiful thrown ball.
Seven-man protection, great protection for Skelton, and the safety in the middle of the field jumped across the ground.
Nate Potter with a good block. That's right, Nate Potter, left tackle.
All right, let the record reflect. That was the play after the William Gay interception in Green Bay. Boom, you guys went for it. You got it. It was one of three big plays. Michael Floyd also had a big catch, 37 yards. And then Larry Fitzgerald, we heard that earlier here on the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes and John Skelton. By the way, we also heard your hit against Michael Vick, right?
Yeah.
Which play did you like better so far this season? If we rewind through the nine games, you know, was it that or was it perhaps maybe the interception against Miami in overtime that was so critical? Or is there another play that we failed to notice that you were especially proud of, perhaps?
Well, I guess the Miami interception was huge. I mean, it was an overtime. It was a chance to give the offense a short field to go out and win the game for us. So I think it directly correlated to a win. So that was probably the biggest play so far.
And by the way, as a guy who fashions himself as a former quarterback, right, at Louisville, have you ever taken, I mean, there was good protection there, and you heard Dave and Ron mention, you know, Nate Potter in there. Okay, he was stout on that one and so forth. Have you ever taken one of those Mondo hits that perhaps you laid on Michael Vick? Have you ever been on the receiving end of that?
Yeah, I actually have. But I have to rewind all the way back to high school, so it wasn't that hard.
The blind side? Was it a blind side? What was it? Yeah?
Yeah, it was a blind side, yeah.
Johnny, how do you think Nate Potter played? You had a very up-close and personal experience there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, my hat's off to him, because the first play was, you know, a hard play fake, give Andre time to get downfield, beat the safety. And he was man-to-man with Clay Matthews, and he did a great job. Yeah. And that was after the turnover. We're coming off a timeout, I think, or a TV timeout. And I look in the huddle, and Nate Potter's in there. And I didn't even notice that D.A. ran off the field. I didn't notice anything. I said, all right, Nate, here you go, man. Here's your opportunity. And he did a great job. You know, he gave up one sack late. You know, he had some misses, but, you know, ultimately that's a rookie in his first playing time. So
he admitted to having some jitters. What'd you see when you looked into his face mask?
He was wide-eyed. He was wide-eyed.
I mean, but Clay Matthews is an official welcome to the NFL moment, is it not?
Yeah, it was, and he handled it perfectly, and I think he'll only improve moving forward.
I guarantee you, man, he was looking at Clay Matthews like he was a man in a jumpsuit with a hockey mask. I mean, you know, he had to be. And Clay Matthews, one of the premier pass rushers, as we all know. Yeah. But Nate Potter, I really do. I was so impressed. I watched him on film. You know, his set, he needs to continue to work on his set. Yeah. He needs to continue to work on his technique, of course. But the fact that he could go out there and play against the Green Bay Packers, not just Clay Matthews, because they moved a lot of people around, and Clay got hurt eventually, of course. But Nate Potter, he was part of the solution. Mm-hmm. Against the Green Bay Packers.
I agree.
You know what else we were impressed with recently? Because it's time for It's All About You, presented by Santan Ford, was something, a skill that folks may not be aware of from Mr. John Skelton that he shared with us a few weeks ago. It was basically celebrate Ron Wolfley. This is your life week.
Yes, this is Wolf. No. This
and
is Wolf,
right? Wolf went back, and there were several honors bestowed on you. Wolf, what was the one that took you back to Buffalo?
Paul.
The Hall of Fame.
Please.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
And then
Buffalo.
It was a big birthday. Big birthday.
And the birthday.
On the Big Red Range.
Yeah, right.
Fitty. He was Fitty. And so, anyway, John Skelton, we went around with impersonations. Let's just say Mr. Skelton here, folks, if you didn't hear this earlier, I took it next level. Do you remember this, Kerry?
Oscar-worthy.
From a guy who knows Hollywood. Yes. Kerry Rhodes, roll it, please.
I got a bad feeling about this.
John Skelton here, wishing my friend Ron Wolfley a happy birthday.
Big Red Skelton put it on him.
Big Red Skelton down the field to Andre Roberts. Oh my God.
Wow.
They pass. I don't know what happened.
I am stunned and well, frankly, appalled.
My friends are fries. Would I have air conditioning issues? My friends in Northman Auto Group. When I need a truck.
I'm gonna bash somebody's face in right here.
Wow.
That is big time.
You are so.
John,
that was a good cut up. I was confused at times.
Mr. Omohundro over there.
The man.
You took the mic and went with it. Something tells me that wasn't the first time you had impersonated Ron Wolfley.
I think it's a running joke between my brother and myself when we're driving somewhere that we do our Ron Wolfley impressions when we hear a commercial or something. So.
But can I ask you one thing?
Yeah.
What is the Northman Auto Group?
I was off the top of my head.
Is that something back home in New York? Is that it?
If the red light was on, he had his keister blowing in the wind, he went with it.
Yeah.
You know. Hey. You know that is, Kerry. You got to ad-lib, you know?
It just got in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
People in the locker room were giving us weird looks.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I can only imagine.
How are you with the big birthday so far this season there, Kerry? The big 3-0. You good with that? No. Have you coped with that mentally? No, yeah. See, look, you wince there. You wince. You're still coping with it, aren't you?
Yeah, man, I'm taking it one step, one day at a time.
I see. Yeah. See, you just need to go. My suggestion was just add the days. You're 29 years, 400 days, something like that. Something you know, like, just something to like do that. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else? Who's got the best sense of humor on the team? I mean, for real, legit, away from the cameras, in the meeting rooms, who's the funniest guy on the team?
Rich Hornberger.
Seriously?
Down. Hands down, Rich Hornberger.
Really?
Rich is a good guy.
What about Anthony Sherman?
He's got like that, I'm from New Hampshire or Massachusetts.
He seems funny to me.
I like Money Mike is funny, too.
Money Mike's
Money
character.
Mike is funny.
We have a lot of characters.
We have a lot of characters on the team, yeah.
Ornberger. The first time you saw Ornberger, how old did you think he was?
I thought he was like a 38-year-old vet coming in.
That's what I thought.
How old is Cheeseburger?
I think his third or fourth year in the league.
No, it is not his third.
I asked him this question.
It's his fourth year in the
league. I asked him this question for fear of getting punched. He's 26. Full gray hair. He's 26. Said he started going gray at 16. Back with Big Red Rage right after this.
Paul dyes his hair.
And there's an injured Cardinal.
By Wilson.
O'Brien Schofield.
Rogers moved to his right. Darnell Dockett dove and clipped O'Brien Schofield.
O'Brien has got unfortunately a thing with his ankle that's going to require surgery. So that's going to essentially, well, it is. It's going to end his season for him. It's disappointing because he was doing some nice things for us.
No doubt about it. That was over the bye week to get things rolling. And now the latest, Calais Campbell has not practiced the last couple of days. He is listed on the injury report with a calf injury. So the Cardinals back from the bye. And the game plan is to say goodbye to the five-game skid. But guys are going to have to step up. No doubt about it. It's a Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes, all presented by Santan Ford here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. Yep. Our guest is John Skelton. And, John, you knew about it. Week one, you went down with injury, obviously, at the end of the Seattle game. And, I mean, how tough is that, especially for you? You were just named starter after the heated battle at quarterback for 5 weeks through camp and then that. How tough was that mentally for you?
It's frustrating more than anything. You know, you put in all the time, you put in all the work. You finally get to reap the reward of being named the starter. And, you know, you go down. And injuries are part of the game. There's nothing you can do about it. I saw O'Brien in the locker room the day after he got injured. He thought it was an ankle sprain. He says, high ankle sprain. And I said, oh, those are rough, man. Like, it'll be a few weeks. And he goes, no. And then unbeknownst to him, unbeknownst to me, he needed surgery. And, you know, it's rough. I'm sure he's frustrated because he was doing some great things on defense.
Mm-hmm.
You dealt with it, you know? Yeah, what exactly, Kerry, was O'Brien Schofield doing defensively? You got a chance to watch him on film.
Yeah.
Where was he developing the most, in your opinion?
I think for him, he understood what we were trying to do as a defense. And that was the first step for him to get on the field. So once he got that done, I mean, his athletic ability is, he's pretty athletic, and he gets the job done from that standpoint of rushing the quarterback and being able to make plays in that light. So for him, once he learned everything and was able to go out and play fast, I mean, you can see what he's doing, sacking the quarterback, making fumbles, and, you know, tackle for losses. So he's doing a good job for us.
So when you kind of step back and look at the Cardinals' defense right here, right now, especially these last three games, what has to happen to get back to the first month of the season?
We have to stop the run, number one. We got to do a better job against the run. And for us, we also got to do a better job in the red zone. We started out real good in the red zone, like top three, and now we've dropped to like nine. So get a couple more stops in the red zone, hold teams to field goals, and give ourselves a chance to win games.
Kerry, what about the tackling as well overall? You guys were so good not giving up big plays earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Where can you get, where and how do you improve tackling for your defense?
Well, we have worked on that a lot. On the bye week, we did a couple of drills for that. But, you know, the drills are all great to do and try to work on the fundamental part of it. But I just think you have to get back to doing it the right way on the field. Make sure you wrap up. Just the simple things. Wrap up, see what you're hitting, and make the tackles.
I mean, it's a lot of want to.
It's all it is.
Carry too. It's a lot of want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the drills, you can rep something forever, but if you don't want to do it, it's not going to get done. So just got to be better at it.
And considering you mentioned it at the Wednesday press conference there, John, guys are well aware that if they're not getting it done, somebody else will. I mean, Ken Wisden has mentioned the word changes more than once.
Yeah,
I think everyone's on a short leash now. Even established starters, guys that got been secured in the league or on the team for a while. I don't think anyone's going to hesitate if we lose this one or a few more that you know, coach is going to make changes. And you can see it in practice. I think guys are a little more a little more focused, a little more energized, mm-hmm. and trying to get the job done.
Yeah, it's part of it, man. You got to make changes, or you got to do things to make your team realize that it's the real deal. So, I mean, I'm behind what Coach does.
Well, and Wolf, you said it before. I mean, at the professional level, there's one surefire way to motivate a guy, and it's job security, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's how you can't do the Newt Rock game. We're going to hit him high, fight. You can't do that. You know, look, motivation, the only way you can really motivate NFL players is to say, hey, listen, if you're not getting the job done, we're going to find somebody else who will do the job. Yeah. And trust me, that'll get your attention, especially when you're paying off your wife's Gucci card.
Uh-oh.
Well, and we saw it, right, with Nate Potter. I mean, there's change number one, perhaps, of more to come. We'll see. Hey, a reminder, you'll never be out of touch when you download the new Arizona Cardinals mobile app. It is free. It is available on iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. Visit azcardinals.com/app. azcardinals.com/app. We continue to roll on. John Skelton, the very special guest of Kerry Rhodes. It's the Big Red Rage, all presented by Santan Ford at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
Here's Palmer looking to throw. Moore intercepted! Asante Samuel! Midfield! 40! 35! Samuel! Cuts back! 20! 15! 10! 5! He's done it! Oh my! 80 yards for Asante Samuel!
Pick six strikes again!
Oh my gosh!
And you know what? The Falcons needed that. They needed that at home to beat the Oakland Raiders. There was also a narrow escape against the Carolina Panthers. They are undefeated at home. They were undefeated, period, until this last week when they lost to their bitter division rival, the New Orleans Saints, 31-27. The Falcons are 8-1. Welcome back into the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes, John Skelton. Do you know Asante Samuel, by the way? Do you know him?
Yeah. I mean, not really outside of football, but we talk a lot when we play.
Okay.
Played him a lot in New England, so, yeah, I know him a little bit.
Who else do you know in that Falcons defense? Anyone else?
John Abraham. We played. We were teammates in New York. I know him, and that's about it.
That's probably enough to get John's attention, right, John Abraham?
John Abraham. He's the one we got to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. It was funny. I had the opportunity to talk to Nate Potter today earlier, right? And, and I was halfway joking, but I think the best way to get to John Abraham is to cut him early.
Yeah.
Cut him early. Get to his legs. Pass rushers do not like it when you cut him early, but you've got to pick your spots as a left tackle to be able to do that. For example, you're not going to cut him on a five-step drop or some type of play action. You're not going to do that. No. But if I were Nate Potter, honestly, and I was joking halfway when I told him that, but I would. I'd cut him early. L.J. Shelton was talking about that very thing last week.
Yeah, but you might make him mad there, Wolf. That's the risk there. You don't want to make him, you know, ultra mad or anything. You might take it out on John over here. What do you see in the Falcons defense? Give us a scouting report.
A lot of ball hawks on that field.
Yeah.
Obviously, we just heard Asante's touchdown, and, you know, he got me last year when we played in Philly with a pick six. You know, it seems any tip ball that gets up there, their safeties find a way to get to it. They'll jump routes. So, you know, hopefully we can hold up front, kind of throw some stuff downfield, get them with some double moves. And we think we'll see more of what we've seen in the past is more, you know, four down, too high, and make us nickel and dime down the field.
So you think they're going to continue what you've seen, what, Minnesota, San Francisco, Green Bay? They're going to, for the most part, now I'm sure they're going to pick their spots every now and then to change it up, but for the most part, they're going to rush four and drop seven.
That's what we think is going to happen. They blitz a little more than those teams have, so we'll expect some blitzes. They will come with some cover zeros once in a while and you know, try to get to you before you can get the ball out.
Is that typically in the red zone when you're in their red zone? Is that when they start to open it up and come after you a little bit more?
They'll do that on third and shorts. They'll do that. I guess they figure make you throw the hot throw.
Right.
And they'll do it in the red zone. And, they're talented. They're talented. They'll run around. They'll get after it.
I know you said earlier this week, all right, there's a few things you want to stress as an offense, you know, convert on third down. And then obviously that'll help you sustain drives. Fitz mentioned that as well. And then ball security, obviously, never want the turnovers. When you have had interceptions, has there been one constant? Is there something, okay, when you go back, you look at films, different games over the last couple of years, is there one thing maybe that has led to that?
Maybe the vast majority of my interceptions have maybe been forced balls, tight windows that, in hindsight, probably shouldn't have been thrown. You know, go on to the next read, get it down, throw it away, take the sack even. And, you know, the game, what is it, against Green Bay, you know, we ran the same play a few times. They kind of sniffed it out, knocked the ball up in the air, and got the interception. Our defense bailed me out on that one because they held them to a field goal. We were able to come down and get a touchdown. So, yeah, you know, ball security is the biggest thing. Sacks are okay sometimes. You know, let Dave kick it, and we got a good defense where they'll be able to hold them or, and get us the ball back.
You know, guys, I want to get your response to this right here. Kerry, you and John here. But the Atlanta defense, number 20 in the NFL in yards per game. Okay, number 20. So they're not even in the top half. 25 in rushing yards allowed per game. Number 30 in rushing yards per play allowed. They've had problems stopping the run from time to time. They're not really a great third down defense statistically. And they're not really a great red zone defense statistically, but they're number six in points allowed. So Johnny, how does that happen, Big Red?
I mean, it goes back to the type of players they have. They're ball hawks. They'll score points on defense.
Takeaways.
They'll get turnovers. And
takeaways. They're tied for number five in the NFL in takeaways. That's how the Atlanta Falcons defense has been able to hold up. If you can reduce that or limit that food source, so to speak, they're not the predator that they are. If you can reduce that and take that, that away from them, and that's going to be critical.
Yeah.
And Kerry, you can get away with that if you're not giving up big plays, I would assume.
Yeah.
You know, you can get away with that sort of approach, can you?
Yeah, I agree. I think, but what Wolf said earlier, I mean, the turnovers, that's why it was such a big emphasis for us this year to come in and be able to make more to cause more turnovers this year, because at the end of the year last year, we were hunkering down on defense and weren't giving up a lot of yards, but we're still weren't getting the turnovers that we wanted to make us get to that next level. And this year we've done a better job, but we still have room to improve with that.
You know, John had mentioned how the Green Bay defense in that one sequence had maybe sniffed out a play. How often does that happen? Where you're back there, you're like, oh, yeah, I know what's coming.
Oh, that's a couple of times. But out of those couple of times when you know it's coming, you have to go out and make the play, though. And that's the key that he said. Those guys make the play happen, and that's what saved them a lot during the year.
A smart defense will recognize patterns, formations, releases, splits, and our defense does that. I think our defense, in practice, you know, we'll throw a new formation out there, but they'll know the personnel, they'll know the groups, and know what's coming.
What is the one attribute you've got to have if you want to play quarterback in the NFL?
Short-term memory, by far.
Short-term, because of look, you're going to make
both
mistakes.
Both good and bad,
Yeah,
both good and bad. You're only as good as your last play.
And you hear it from so many angles, right? Coaches, media, fans, if it's not going well, right, you are the focal point.
And being a quarterback, you got to answer to the head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback coach, offensive line coach if you don't get the ball out. So
defense, too.
Defense if you're not moving the ball and getting points on the board,
I've seen that on the sideline. You have to answer to like four different coaches if things don't go well, one after another. All right, back with more on the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes and John Skelton, all presented by Santan Ford here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center.
Ryan in the gun, takes the snap. Matt gonna look, throw, and it is caught. Falling into the end zone, touchdown. And that's 100 for Tony Gonzalez. Tony Gonzalez's 100th career touchdown, and Malcolm Jenkins was draped all over him.
Tell you what, we don't have enough time for me to list all the accomplishments and the accolades and the records of one Tony Gonzalez. Let's just put it this way. He's number one all-time in tight end touchdowns, over 100 now, the 100th right there. Eighth all-time in receiving yardage, just period. Top 10 all-time in receiving yardage for a tight end, Tony Gonzalez. And I do believe Larry Fitzgerald called him still the best tight end in the game. So there you go. It is a Big Red Rage. John Skelton and Kerry Rhodes.
Yep.
Give us your thought on Mr. Gonzalez and then maybe all the weapons that Atlanta has right now.
Well, Gonzalez is the ageless wonder, man. I mean, he's been doing it for 16 years now and still very productive. He's still the leading receiver on their team right now with 64 catches. So he's doing a great job. You know, they have Julio Jones, and they have Roddy White, and they have Michael Turner. But it all starts with the quarterback, Matt Ryan, who's playing at the MVP level right now, getting the ball out and making plays, man. He's looking real, real, real comfortable in that offense, and he has weapons, and he trusts them.
You know, it's funny, too, when you talk about Tony Gonzalez, too. 60, as you said, 64 receptions so far this season.
Yep.
Six touchdowns.
Yep.
Six touchdowns for Tony Gonzalez. He's a red zone threat, isn't he?
No question. In the red zone, he's their number one guy down there. But I mean, he's such a big guy, and he does a great job of just getting down there and blocking you out as a defender and playing basketball with you and then being able to make a catch. So he's tough down there for sure.
And you know they lost, but Matt Ryan's he's coming off this 411-yard career-high performance. I mean, what are you seeing out of him?
Like I said, I mean, I think he's playing at an MVP level, and he's very comfortable. And I think the thing with them and their offense is that Matt trusts his receivers and trusts his playmakers. So, I mean, he'll take his fifth step and just throw the ball, and he knows that they're going to be in the right position to make the play, and that's what you see on tape a lot.
You know, we've already talked about Matt Ryan, Tony Gonzalez. You got Roddy White out there, Julio Jones as well. Some of the weapons are... I think Jaquizz Rodgers has really changed the dynamic of the Atlanta Falcons offense. What do you see out of this young guy?
No question. I think he's, after those top three, I think he's fourth in receiving. So they like to give him the ball quick, get him some quick screens. And
he's a tough tackle in the open field.
He's tough. He's short, and he's a little thick like Michael Turner, but he's not as thick as Michael Turner, but he can make you miss in space too. So, yeah, he does a great job for him.
Sort of like a Lerod Stevens Howling, or is he a little thicker than that?
He's thicker than Lerod, but I don't think he's as shifty as Lerod, but he's such a big guy and strong guy that he does some of those little same moves, and it's tough to tackle.
Who else do you admire, John, in terms of quarterbacks? You mentioned that, you know, hey, you could have an MVP caliber season right now for Matt Ryan. Who else do you admire in the league when you look at the quarterback spot?
Matt Ryan's definitely up there. Just, I mean, his record, especially his record at home, it's impressive. You know, him and Joe Flacco came to the league together. I got a lot of comparisons to Joe Flacco when I was coming out of college, both small school guys, both big bodies. The one guy I really respect is Ben Roethlisberger. Just his durability, what he does for his team day in, day out. You know, I don't know how many games he's missed or what, but it just seems like he's always out there and they're always talking about his injuries.
Do you know that when I watch you play, you remind me a lot of... Kerry, do you see that too?
Yeah.
You remind me of Big Ben.
Yeah.
Talk about that, Kerry.
Yeah, I mean, just I think they're similar in the fact that they're big guys. They both can extend plays and make plays happen
down
the field.
Extend plays, exactly.
That's the big thing.
Not only that, you have this sixth sense, so to speak, where you feel the pass rush.
Yeah.
It's part of the escapability that I think you have. Do you recognize that in yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think Ben or myself are the fastest guy or the quickest guy or the best moving in the pocket. But when it comes down to it, you make a guy miss, you keep the play alive, you get the ball downfield, and, you know, that's how you sustain drives. That's how you get... you know, sustain drives and get in the end zone and score points.
I know a lot of their big plays last year on offense was him making plays and being able to extend plays and get the ball downfield. So I agree.
Yeah, and Coach Wisenhunt being in Pittsburgh with Ben has said the same thing. You know, a lot of the similarities, a lot of the same characteristics.
Yeah. How much does a frustrated DB when you're in the backfield, you blitz, you get to the quarterback and you're hanging off him and he's still making the throw? Because both those guys have that ability.
Yeah, it sucks.
By the way, did you hear what Big Ben said yesterday to the media about his recent injury? Yeah. That, okay, he had the shoulder, but it was the rib. He had a broken rib, and the doctors told him it could have punctured his aorta.
Aorta, yeah.
And it could if he continues to play.
Yeah. It could be fatal if he continued to play. I mean, my goodness. Look at this last week, right, from Michael Vick and Alex Smith and Jay Cutler. Are you aware you have one of the most dangerous occupations in the world? Are you aware of that as a quarterback?
There's a lot of occupational hazards out there, and most of them weigh 300 pounds or plus.
John, you're uninsurable.
I've been told that I need to talk to the Lords of London. But...
Hey, a reminder, St. Joe's Health and Wealth Raffle coming spring of 2013. For more information, visit healthwealthraffle.org. Back to wrap up this edition of the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes and John Skelton. Let's get a couple of shout-outs here as we wrap things up on the Big Red Rage. John Skelton, the very special guest of Kerry Rhodes here, all presented by Santan Ford. Another special guest in attendance right in front here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center there, Kerry.
Yeah, you guys might know him as Malcolm in the Middle. I don't know, something like that. Remember that show? My guy Frankie Muniz is in the building. John's guy as well.
Yeah, so. Frankie.
He's an Arizona Cardinals fan.
He's an Arizona fan for sure.
Well, if you just like saying the name Frankie.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. See?
Hey, Frankie, how you doing?
Hey, a very special shout-out as well. NFL, it is Salute to Service Month, honoring all the military members, you know, past, present, and future. And check this out, folks. On the Marley's Facebook page, they got a post here today that a service member in Afghanistan, they just got internet service, has been checking out the show. is an avid fan of the Big Red Rage, a big Cardinals fan, and so been listening via the internet in Afghanistan. How big time is that?
Yep.
Each and every week, you guys sign hats that are given away to the fans here. Well, Marley's going to take it one step further. They're going to send one of those autographed hats out to Afghanistan
yep.
and the Cardinals fan. How about a round of applause for that guy if he's listening right now?
No question.
All right, so you're going to Atlanta,
yep.
and let's face it, this team just lost its first game. They're going to be refocused, are they not?
That's no question. They're gonna,
you're going to get their best game.
We're going to get their best game, but they're going to get ours as well, and we're coming to win this game, no question.
How ready, John, are you guys?
We've got a great week of practice so far. We'll get out there early tomorrow and, prepared. We'll be prepared.
Yep.
What's the one thing, Johnny, the offense has got to do? One thing.
Take care of the ball.
Take care of the ball.
I think our defense will hold them to hopefully single digits. I know that's a tall task, but, you know, if we score 13, 16 points, I think we'll win.
And, Kerry, quickly, what's the one thing the defense has got to do?
Limit the big play. Make them kind of like what teams are doing to our offense, make them drive the ball down the field.
No MEs
no
and
question.
Tackle well.
No question.
Hey, it's been a big-time show. Special thanks, as always, Jim Omohundro, Walt Ellis, Derek Burns, Tiffany Witt. For John Skelton and Kerry Rhodes, I'm Paul Calvisi. That's Ron Wolfley. Enjoy your evening, everyone. The Big Red Rage here presented by Santan Ford.
See you guys later.
You've been listening to the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes.
Rhodes to the five. Touchdown!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at The Room Store, Arizona's number one volume furniture store. Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.